like to do one song for you now. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine who spent about a year, 6 years, it seemed like 6 years. Spent about a year with us on the road in the old Coral Reaper Band, and we wrote a couple of songs together, some new things that we're going to do tonight later on. But on this particular song, would you please welcome from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Tim Krekel right here. Nice vest, huh? Yeah. This is a song that probably out of all the things I've written, yeah, I got favorites, and this happens to be one of them. And yours too? I'm glad. That's not rehearsed, you know. You won't see this shit at a Tony Orlando show, but this is a song that I wrote for a couple of old friends of mine, one named Jesse Bartholomew, who is an old wino down in New Orleans, and I learned a lot from old winos down there, and also to an old friend named Eddie Balchowski up in Chicago, Illinois, who was in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade in the Spanish Civil War and told me many fascinating stories about those times. And the first time I went overseas, I went to Paris, and it struck my heart, as it does to most romantics. And now with this cheap-ass airfare, there's no excuse for anybody not to go to Paris. Do yourself a favor, you know? But the basis of this is that these old men had gone through so much and were still boogieing their asses off in the late years of their life. And that's the only thing that you can ask out of anyone. This is called He Went to Paris. Questions bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. But the warm summer breezes, French wines and cheese put his ambitions at bay. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. He went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kim. They had a fine life. She was a good wife and bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all of the questions locked in his attic one day. He liked quiet, clean country living, and 20 more years slipped away. War took his babe. Bombs killed his lady and left him with only one eye. Body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was recalling answers he never found. Hopped on a freighter, sailed across the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the islands, Fish is the pilot, drinks his green label each day. Writing his memoirs, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and he'll say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life all the way. He went past, looking for answers to questions that bothered him so much.